"Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Oh, you know, I could stop right there and preach the rest of the service, because, and my wife and I, we were talking about this the other evening, and I want to tell y'all, listen to me real good. Folk have problems, and I'm not just talking about the world. I'm talking about even some in the church are carrying burdens that they need to release to the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you are listening to me. I hope you're listening to me. We're carrying burdens that need to be released to Him. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us in the book of Peter that we are to cast our cares upon Him. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're to cast our cares. When Peter wrote that, as he was moved by the Holy Spirit, he wasn't joking. This is not a joke. This is real. You have to understand, Jesus prayed for us, and he says, "Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world," because he needs us here, right? Amen. But he told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's what he told us to do. That's our commission. Amen. To spread the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to fellowship together with one another. And I'll somewhere in this message I'll get to it, but I will say this much, that we're told to sharpen one another. The Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron. Amen. So we are supposed to sharpen one another. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Amen. Jesus said that we are a light to be set on the hill so all can see. Why would he take us and put us on a hill so all can see, so that they can see the light of Jesus Christ shining through us and realize there is hope for me. There is hope for me. There is an answer for my situation. There is an answer for my circumstance. Are you hearing me? There is an answer for my circumstances. God does love me. God does care about me. This brother, this sister, they're shining the light of Jesus Christ so bright. They care about me. Hallelujah. But we have to understand what the forces of darkness is trying to do, because the Bible tells us that we are not ignorant of his devices, right? We are not ignorant of his tricks. And what he wants to do is to get you carrying so many burdens that you can not take your mind off anybody but yourself. You're concerned about what you're dealing with. You're concerned about your problems. You're concerned about what's going on around this earth, around this world. And you're so consumed, and I say you, it can happen to all of us. We can become so consumed with ourselves and that our problems that we can't help anyone else. Amen. So Jesus prayed for us in John's Gospel, the 17th chapter. He prayed for us that pray and ask God not to take us out of the world, but to keep us from the evil or the evil one. To keep us from the evil or the evil one. So we are supposed to be here doing the work of God. Amen. Shining bright to a dark world, in a dark world. But what are we supposed to do? Pastor, when we are under attack, what are we supposed to do when we have issues and circumstances and situations? Well, you do what the Word of God says. You cast them over on Him. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Y'all still here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I didn't intend to go here right now, but I'm going to go anyway. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and then we'll pick up where I left off in my reading of Matthew chapter 11. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Are you hearing this morning? Verse 6, chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Everybody say the mighty hand of God. Say it again. God's hand is mighty. You hear me? I said God's hand is mighty. Don't you ever forget that. Hallelujah. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. And I could stop and preach right there for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to wait on due time, but glory to God. All right, listen to this. Verse 7, casting. How do you cast? Casting all your care upon Him. We were talking about leave that on the screen. I'm going to finish it. But we were talking about this person that's a believer that was so burdened down, frustrated, mad, angry. You have to understand that's where the devil is trying to get you. So frustrated with what's going on around you and things are not going the way you think they ought to go or whatever, or people are not doing what you think they should be doing. They're not treating you the way you think they need to treat you. And I could go on and on and on and on. But we have some options. One of the options is just get frustrated and angry. Get angry at God. Get angry at people. Just get angry. Just said, I'm not going to have anything to do with anybody. No, that's not the answer. That's not the answer. The answer is to cast your cares on Him. Because listen to me. Are you ready for this? listen to me, and I'm not just talking to the congregation here in this church. I'm talking to anybody that's watching this service. Whatever state you are in right now, whatever state you're in right now, God cares about you. God cares for you right where you are right now. If you're watching as an unbeliever, as a sinner, then He cares about you and He wants you to give your life to Him. He wants to come into your heart, and he wants to be your Lord, and he wants to be your Savior. Amen. He wants to walk with you day by day. But if you're a believer and you're having issues, issues with people, issues, financial help, whatever it may be, I want you to know, based on what the Bible says, not James's opinion, but on what the Bible says, the Bible says God cares about you right where you are right now. And because he cares for you, he's instructing you to take those burdens, those weights, and cast them over on him. There it is, 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He don't begin to care for you after you give it to him. He cares for you right where you are right now. He cares for you right where you are right now. I am so angry. I'm so upset. I'm this, that. And the devil gonna whisper in your ear, God don't love you. People don't love you. Blah, 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 blah. Whole bunch of negative stuff. You're ugly. This, that, and the other. Mama don't like you. Daddy don't like you. All kind of wild stuff go through our heads. But what did God say? But before that, Well, I messed up. What I said was, and the Bible says it too, God cares for you before you cast them. That's the reason he wants you to cast them. Why? For he cares for you. Now in verse 7 it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. But that's letting us know that he cared for us before we ever gave them to him. You hear me? Hallelujah, glory to God. I said glory to God. Now, before I move on, give me 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Bible, please. I want to read that, and then we will move on. Casting the whole of your care. You can see it on the screen. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties. You see that? Amen. All your what? Word. All your what? Word. Once and for
all.
Hallelujah. On him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Glory to God. Glory to God. And let me go ahead and read a couple of more verses here. Verse 8, and this is what we have to do as believers. And I'll just, today I'll get as far as I get, and We will pick this up, because there's some very important things I want you to get from this message. What's on your mind? I don't know how long it's going to take me to finish it. Amen. Next week, we're going to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're going to have communion together next week. But I'll come back to this, and ever how long it takes, I want to finish it, because it's so, so important. Hallelujah. So now, so we are to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. And then listen to what he tells us. Be sober. And that's not just talking about alcohol. Amen. Should be sober on that too. Stay away from the stuff. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, notice that. You see that word? Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion doing what? Amen. Seeking whom he may devour. Now you need to know that. Listen to me. You need to know that the devil wants to take you out. He would love to drive. He would love for you to have a mental breakdown. Let me say something else. You got to understand something. Our bodies were not created to carry weights. You hear me? That's the reason it causes a negative effect. Some folk have high blood pressure because of stress, weights, things that come against you. Now, hear what I said. I said some folk, didn't I? There are many things that can happen to your physical body simply because of stress, mm-hmm. pressure, mm-hmm. worry. That's the reason God doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us carrying these cares.
That's right.
Where is it? Philippians 4, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken, where it tells us, don't worry about anything. In the King James Bible, it says, be careful for nothing. But by in everything, with prayer, supplication, do what? Let your requests be made known to God. Why? Because he doesn't want us carrying it. It has a negative effect on us. There are folks sick in the hospital right now because of worry, stress, and sometimes other people put it on you. But they may put it on you or try to put it on you, but it's up to you to deal with it. It's up to you to deal with it. And you don't deal with it by way of retaliation. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says cast that care over on him. And while I'm on that subject, Jesus said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Didn't he? He didn't say worry and pray. He said pray. He said pray. While you're casting and praying, you don't have time to be bitter.
That's right. Amen. That's right. That's right. That's true. That's true. Amen.
Because you're casting and you're praying. her glory. All righty. Let me go back to verse 8. So it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. Notice it said like, didn't say he is. Amen. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. And it goes on to say, he's seeking whom he may devour. Notice that. He's seeking whom he may devour. So he's walking around checking everybody out, trying to see what's coming out your mouth, listening to your words. And he's walking, and he's listening, and he's watching. He's walking, he's listening, he's watching. He's walking, he's listening, and he's watching. Listening to your words, watching your actions, because he's walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, which tells us he can't devour anybody, just anybody. He's got to find someone with the door open. You know, them old house flies can't come in your house unless you got your doors open or your windows open. Hallelujah. Now, verse 9, it says, resist him. Say, I can resist him. Resist him steadfast. How? How? In the faith. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You're not the only one. Nobody understands me. Nobody's having to go through what I'm going through. Oh, yes, they do. Same devil. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And the Word of God teaches us how to resist the devil, how to cast our cares over on him, and not carry the burdens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all still here?
Amen.
Well, we got all of that out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Let's go back to Matthew 11. That's supposed to be my theme verses. But that's okay. That's good. And I think we went that way. A matter of fact, I know we went that way because somebody either out there, somebody in here needed to hear what was said.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So now, Matthew chapter 11 again. Let me begin again at verse 28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. That's what we've been talking about. Isn't that right? And he goes on, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm so glad to know that God cares about me. God cares about you. And he is concerned about the things that concern you. But here's the difference. See, and this is where we miss it so many times. We're going through something. Our heart's broken. Or we've been offended. Or things just not working the way we think they should. We go to her, well, we go to God, okay? That's where we should go, right? We should go to God. And like the song says, go to God. Talk to him about your troubles, your situations, your circumstances. And you need to be, well, I'm just talking about the average person right now. You talk to them about your troubles. But here's where we miss it too many times. We want God to come in with us and say, oh, you poor thing, that's so bad. I hate that happened to you. But hang in there. I do love you and care about you. But talk to you later. That's what we want. Human nature is pat me on the back. Just pat me on the back. But what God does is, if you don't believe me, read the Word of God, especially the Gospels. When you go to God with an issue, God's ready to deliver you from that issue. He don't want you wallowing in self-pity. And too many times that's what we want. We go to our friends, or we go to a fellow believer, and we tell them what we're going through, and we want them to get right in there in the pit with us and just pity us and talk about how bad things is for us. And that's not what God wants. God wants us to give them the answers to their problem.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When we go to God, you know what you need to go to God, how you need to go to God? You need to go to God telling him what his word says.
Amen.
Father, I thank you. Your word tells me that by the stripes of Jesus, I've already been healed. So I thank you, Father, for my healing. I thank you for the touch of your mighty hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank you, Father, and I just praise you, and I just bless your name. Father, I know we don't have the money right now to pay our bills, but Father God, your word declares that you will meet our needs. You will supply our needs. So, Father, I just bless your name. Bless, and I just thank you, Father, and I hope you're a tither. Father, I'm a tither and a giver, and I know that my answer is coming. So I'm not going to wallow in pity. I'm going to praise your name. I'm going to praise your name. I'm not going to shed hopeless tears, but I'm going to shed tears of joy, blessing the name of the Lord. Y'all still here listening to me? Hallelujah. If someone's trying to harm you in some way, and the police come, what are you going to do? Say, oh, Mr. Policeman, it is so bad. I just feel so terrible. I'm so glad you're here. Just hug me or do something. Now, you don't want a hug. You want him to take care of your problem. And God, yes, he loves you. Yes, he cares about you. We just talked about that. But we want him to take care of our problems.
Yes.
So we come with the, he's, remind him of his word.
That's right.
Remind him of what he said.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Remind him of what he said. God honors his word.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. My, my, my. Well, let's go on just a little bit further. So we're not going to carry the weight of the world. Hey, can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
We're not going to carry the weight of the world. Now, turn again in your Bibles to the book of Romans. We were here last week. Chapter 12, Romans chapter 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, remember my subject, what's on your mind. Romans chapter 12, the first two verses in that chapter, is our answer to every situation, circumstance we will face in life. Let me read it to you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now listen at this, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be what?
Transformed.
Be what?
Transformed.
Transformed. Let me finish the verse. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? How? We cannot be transformed without having our minds renewed. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All glory to God. How many of you want to do God's will? Amen. How many of you want him pleased with your life? Pleased with your service? Hallelujah. I do too. Hallelujah. But we're told in the scriptures, there must be a renewing of our mind. And that's not a one-time deal. That is a continuous thing. Hallelujah. And I shared with you last week one definition for the word renewing is to renovate. Remember that? To renovate. You need to get the old stuff out, the old way of thinking. Once you come out of the world, once you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, that renewal process need to begin right then.
Amen.
And it is a process. It's a continuous thing. Continuous renovation. In other words, we're learning not to think like the world, not to think the way we used to think, but to think in line with God's word, in line with God's will. Because, listen to this, your actions, what you do What you say is a result of how you think and what you focus on. Hallelujah. Well, you're still here. And I find it mighty interesting that the Bible tells us some of the things we need to be thinking about. Go to the book of Philippians for me. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Oh, glory to God. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Look at, drop down to verse 8. Look at what it says. Finally, brethren. Now, the Apostle Paul is about to finish up this letter to the Philippian church. And so in verse 8, he says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You see that? Meditate on these things. Give me that eighth verse in the New Living Translation real quick, please. New Living Translation. I want to read it to you. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true. And honorable. And right. And pure. And lovely. And admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's going to help you get away that away from that old way of thinking. See, that's what God's word does for us. Hallelujah. Brother Tony touched on it earlier while he was greeting everybody, where the word tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And it goes on to say so much the more as we see the day coming, the day of the Lord coming, because we need to change our thinking. We must change. I don't want to think like the old James did. I don't want to act like the old James used to act or react the way the old James used to react. And when we change our thinking, we don't act that way anymore. We don't talk that way anymore. And when we're full of the word, listen to this, when we're full of the word of God, when this old flesh try to rise up, it won't. It won't. It can't, because we won't let it. Our bodies, our flesh is to be in subjection to our spirit, and our spirit is to be full of the word of God. Or are you still here? Even the great Apostle Paul himself, great man of God, wrote most of the letters to the churches, said, I keep my body under. I keep my body under. In other words, he said, I don't let my flesh rise up. I don't let my body do what it wants to do. He said, I keep my body under, lest after I've preached to others, I myself become a castaway, or I myself become disapproved. You know, and I'm getting ready to close. Musicians, y'all come on back, because I'm getting ready to close. But sometimes we can be mistaken, especially us preachers sometimes. We can think just because we preach and speak into the lives of others, that's a cure-all. But what you have to understand is, no matter who you are, you are still in an earthen body just like everybody else is. Amen. That is subject to sin if you don't keep it under. If you don't keep it under control. If you don't keep it under subjection to your spirit. Hallelujah. Are you still here? And the Apostle Paul realized that, I mean, this man had great experiences. I mean, wrote the majority of the letters to the churches, was taken up to the third heaven, had experiences with God. God gave him a revelation that no other ones had. But yet this man didn't get puffed up because he didn't trust his flesh. He didn't trust his flesh. He didn't want to lose out just because he was a great preacher. And he was a great preacher. But a great preacher have to make sure that they keep themselves in order. But what happens too many times, get to preaching, people getting saved, healed maybe, or shouting or whatever, and people begin to heap praises upon them, and they get stuck on themselves, and sometimes they fall. Sometimes they fall into sin. And we got to be careful that we don't let that happen. When you keep your body under, stay full of the word, continue to renew. You see, as a preacher, I preach to you guys every week, but I have to keep renewing my mind in the word of God too. I haven't arrived. I don't know anybody that has. I never met anybody that has. That's the reason the Bible says in Romans, faith comes by hearing. Not having heard, but a continuous hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you gotten anything yet? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We, like I said, we will, the Lord say the same, we will come back because some good things I want to share with you from the Word of God. But one thing I want you to remember, especially today, do not carry the weights of the world. Stress, worry, anger, and we could go on and on and on. Get rid of that stuff. God cares about you. Cast it over on Him. Let Him take it. And you go free. Amen. You go free. That's what God wants, you to go free. Father, we thank you for your word.